Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we're about to hear the second teaching of this chapter, Acts chapter 6. I was thinking of something that you shared this morning, Diane, about how Acts, in the first part is, we think in terms of Peter. The last part, we think in terms of Paul, and how the dividing line almost is thinking of Stephen, because one of the things that we know from Paul's testimony is that when Stephen gets stoned, which we will have next week, that Paul was there holding the coats of the people who were stoning him. And I think a lot about how sometimes people can seem like, things are not getting to them. But I remember hearing a pastor one time, and he spoke about how even people, when they don't know the Lord, they know the Spirit. It's something, they can sense the Spirit in a person. And even in this reading today, in 6:10, when they were talking about Stephen, they said they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. That is an amazing testimony to think that when the spirit is a part of a person, it is undeniable. We can try to act as if we don't see that spirit. But we grieve the Spirit when we do that. That was the problem with the Pharisees. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, they could not deny that. They tried all they could, to discredit him, and they eventually, tried to kill him. But, of course, that didn't work by God's grace. And we're grateful that we, too, have that spirit. It's not meant for us to be showy about it, but it does cause us to have a peaceful gratitude that God chose us to know him. He chose to put people in our lives that could, live this authenticity. For some of us, who have been in a church all their life, when they saw the authenticity, it was so refreshing and so clear for them. But I'm going to end here and just pray. Father, I just thank you. I had a friend in town whose brother-in-law passed away, and he did not know you, Lord. Unless you know something in the last minute before he died, that he would know you. And it just had me thinking, a whole lot about this gift that you have given to us, this gift of knowing you. Just very, very beautiful. Just very, very beautiful, Lord. And we just pray that a day does not go by when we don't sit and have such a gratitude again for you taking the time to let us know, and taking the time for us to sense that love that you have for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen.